Now on Life Matters, we're going to introduce you to a nine-year-old called Lottie. Lottie is articulate, funny, and obsessed with Harry Potter. She's also transgender. Lottie was born anatomically male, but when she was in kindergarten, she told her parents she was a girl. RN producer Georgia Moody has been spending time with Lottie, hearing about her battle to be accepted as a girl. Let's hear from her first, because she drives her own story.
This is my annoying clock that wakes me up at 7:15 every morning. And then here's a picture of my friends. And
this is Lottie, and she's showing me some of her favourite things in her room.
And then this is a Harry Potter map. We have a dead animal.
It's a toy, not a dead animal. When Lottie was born, her body was anatomically male. So everyone assumed she was a boy, and she was given a boy's name. But when she was about three, Lottie began acting in ways that her parents, Karen and Michael, didn't expect.
She just gravitated to all the stuff we think of as being feminine. She really did like all the pink stuff. She loved sparkly things. She loved all the fairy rings and the fluttery dresses and the beautiful fabrics.
For example, if she got, you know, male-gendered presents, like a Tonka truck, she didn't particularly engage with them, and it was like, what am I supposed to do with this?
I don't care what you're going to say.
I thought, okay, so it's just a passing phase.
But it wasn't a phase. By kindergarten, a year later, it was clear Lottie's behaviour wasn't going anywhere.
I was in dresses and I was like going to school in like these nice necklaces, and like I wasn't really into like doing basketball. I was more interested in playing with the girls, playing like mums and dads.
I just found myself having to say no all the time. You know, no, you can't dress like that. No, you can't express yourself this way. And it was difficult to keep arguing with her.
Then, one morning before kinder, Lottie told her mum that she wasn't a boy. She was a four-year-old transgender girl.
I'd never, to my knowledge, met a trans person, child or adult. I didn't know that little kids could be trans. I wasn't prepared at all.
So Lottie's parents started researching trans young people. A study from New Zealand, the most comprehensive study that's been done, found that 1.2% of young people say they're trans. That means in the average Australian primary school, there will be three trans kids. They also learn about the dire statistics when it comes to the mental health of trans young people like Lottie.
One in two of these kids will try and kill themselves. And I remember thinking, I can't do that to my kid. I can't condemn my child to that.
Do I want my child to be a statistic, or do I love them for who they are? If they identify in a gender that doesn't match their biology, so be it.
After months and months of arguments, Karen and Michael decided to start taking their child's gender identity seriously. Not long after, Lottie started primary school.
You know, she was enrolled as a boy, she was using a boy's name, but she presented in a very, very feminine way.
Some people didn't understand. We would play this game called Mums and Dads, and I'd be like, I want to be the daughter, I want to be the mum. And everybody would just be like, you need to be the dad. And then I had these two boys at my class who would talk about me behind my back. Oh, she likes dressing up like girls. Oh, she likes playing with girl stuff. And I was just so upset. I just felt so sad because I wasn't being able to be who I am. Sometimes I would fake sick because something happened at school, and I would just say to my mum, I feel sick, I can't go to school today.
She came to me at one point and basically said, I think I need a girl's name, because if I keep using a boy's name, then people are going to keep saying, well, are you a girl or are you a boy? So I went in and said, look, you know, we've got to do something.
But after meeting with the principal, it became clear the school was not going to recognise Lottie as a girl.
boy, did I see Karen move fast. It took literally 2 weeks and Lottie was out of that school and enrolled at her current school, and they were extremely supportive.
Karen and Michael enrolled their child as a girl with her newly selected name, Lottie.
At your new primary school, did people know you were transgender?
No one else knew except for my teacher. I felt like so scared because I thought that people at my new school wouldn't understand. Telling myself that I'm trans and no one knows my secret, that got me out of bed every day and go to school.
Why did you decide to keep Lottie's trans status private?
Because Lottie's status as a trans person doesn't affect other kids. Kids just need not to be doing anything to any other kids' bits. And the only person it really makes a difference to is Lottie. She's the one who has to deal with the fact that her physical body doesn't align with her identity. And I don't think that discussing it with half the kids in primary school is actually going to be a benefit.
It would be nice if we didn't have to have that level of caution. But that said, there are still those that may be unkind, may be unaccepting, may be abusive. And I think having that level of caution, particularly while Lottie is a child, serves her interests well.
So you have to come in and chase me.
And spray.
It's a boiling hot summer's day, and Lottie and her younger sister are playing with water pistols on the front lawn.
Do you want a foot spray?
Oh, no. No,
just a tiny one.
Oi, 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 Lottie.
Lottie, you can't get me.
For the past 4 years, Lottie has been recognised as a girl in all areas of her life. And she says it felt great when that finally happened.
I felt like this is me. Like, I feel invincible. I didn't feel caved in and so sad.
You know, we're several years down the track and she's still just the same kid. The package is just slightly different.
She's a happy, gregarious, often loud little girl who does, I guess, all the things that little girls enjoy doing. And none of that is related to her being trans. Her being trans is almost a side and separate issue from her being Lottie.
I want to show you a trick. Just go over there.
On your scooter?
Yeah. Just go over there.
That's pretty cool.
Lottie, what advice would you give to other young trans kids?
You need to be strong and you don't need to listen to those people who are mean and being like, oh, you're trans. You can just push them out of the way and be who you are. If I could wish for something, it would be for in the future that more people would understand.
That's Lottie, a 9-year-old transgender girl, speaking there with Georgia Moody. And you also heard from her parents, Karen and Michael. And if this story's raised any issues for you, remember you can always call Lifeline and chat about it with someone on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 22 4636. And Georgia Moody has produced a longer documentary on Lottie's story for RN's Earshot program. If you'd like to hear it, just look for Earshot on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.